Good afternoon, everybody, and appreciate your attendance. First of all, I'd like to acknowledge my collaborators, Mathil Lekerstey and Steve Pauls at University of Western Australia. Dr. Michael Pop and Jason Norsworthy, who's a long-time collaborator of mine from the University of Arkansas, and Dr. Larry Sickle, University of Tennessee. We all know this pest doesn't need any introduction. In the Mid-South, it's a huge problem already, also in the Southeast. Here in Texas, we start seeing a growing problem with different pigweeds. We've been investing a lot of efforts in trying to understand the principles of resistance evolution in this particular species, and we've produced some of the outreach materials to kind of laid out what are the BMPs that can kind of help reduce the risk of resistance evolution in palm amaranth. So if you look back, I mean, we've been making a good progress. It's been doing great. But the problem is we've been putting a lot of emphasis on reactive resistance management. What I mean by reactive is that we are putting emphasis after resistance has already evolved or developed in your field. There are two major problems with this because, number one, we already lost the herbicide. Number two, it's become very expensive to manage the weed. So we need to divert our focus more on proactive resistance management practices. But the challenge really is, how are we going to convince the growers as to, try to be proactive in resistance management? And how are we going to show the benefits of best management practices when they are adopted on a proactive basis? Let's take a step back and look at how the Australians have been dealing with ryegrass over the past 20 or so years. It's been a big problem over there, especially in the Western Australian wheat belt. They've been dealing with multiple herbicide-resistant ryegrass. And recently, they've been putting a lot of focus on education. And a notable one is the RIM model. This is called the Ryegrass Integrated Management Model. It's been very effective. I'm not saying every grower out there is using it, but it's been a very popular education tool, at least among the educators, extension personals, to show the benefits of different BMPs for resistance management. So this was kind of the drive for us to kind of develop a similar one for managing palm amaranth. We call it a PAM model. We adapted the basic framework of the RIM model, but still there's quite a lot of work to change it to the U.S. cropping systems. And what I'm going to present today is the very preliminary version. We haven't gotten that far to start parameterizing the model, so the numbers don't really make a lot of practical sense, but at least I just wanted to take this as an opportunity to show you how the model looks like and kind of see your thoughts and get your inputs on it. Just to give you a background of the model, it is a bioeconomic model, which means it has a biology component. In particular, it tracks the soil seed bank over time. And it also looks at the economic returns. That's what is driving the management decisions. I do want to point out that it is a Microsoft Excel-based software. So that means it's a very user-friendly. Most people know how to use Excel. You don't have to install it, so you can just open it as any Excel file. And it uses VBA, the Visual Basic Application, so which gives more of a software-like appearance. So it's very user-friendly for anybody to use. Before I go forward with presenting the model, I want to take some time and acknowledge the support we get from all these people. I particularly want to indicate the financial support from Cotton Incorporated, USDA NIFA program, Dow AgroSciences, Bayer, and Monsanto. Without all their help, this model would not have been possible.